Hi everyone, Blake Crash Priddle here, and welcome once again to The Medley. This week's guest comes all the way from The Rock, and he has a TV producing career spanning back over 20 years. Donnie Love has an extensive resume working on shows such as Open House NL, Entrepreneur NL, George Street TV, and more recently, Adventures Unknown. He's also an accomplished musician. How were you inspired to pursue a career as a TV producer?
Well, I was a musician. I started off back in the day, and I was in an original band. We were writing, and you know, we were doing the music scene for a couple of years, actually five. I was a full-time musician, and it was a long grind. And in the jigs and the reels, I found myself wanting to stay in the entertainment business, and I just started to record some videos, and I played them to my friends. They were just howling laughing. So we ended up doing a demo reel and shopping it off to networks, and we ended up getting a television contract, and then I started to create television. So that's how it all started, and that was 15 years ago. 18 years ago. Yeah. And I haven't stopped making television shows. I think I made around almost 200.
I did a bit of research on some of your work, but for people that aren't aware, what were some of the TV shows that you produced?
Well, we produced George Street TV, and we did six seasons of that. And then we went national on the Comedy Network. CTV, and then we did a few seasons of that, and then I did a feature film, which is, wow, a lot of work, but we did it. A snowboard comedy. That's a story in itself. That was so hard to do, but we finished it and went in the Cinemax theaters, and you know, I had my picture up in those picture, but you know, the in the rows of all the TV movie posters. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And we had a feature film, which was cool. And I did a series called Open House NL about real estate agents. I did Entrepreneur NL about real estate agents. We did one called Super Fan about hockey fans season. We did Friday Night News, was a comedy special. My goodness, we did Pimp My Shed about renovating sheds. We did, and then we did Adventures Unknown, where I am now, and we're on our fourth season. 48 television shows of adventure shows, and here we are today. And my latest program is called Reno My Life, and that's coming around February the 18th on NTV Primetime, and that's about me renovating my entire life. I filmed myself first for 6 years, and my lows and my highs, and it's quite a story, and it's hilarious.
George Street TV, that name sounds very familiar, but for people that aren't familiar with that show, what was it about?
It was sketch comedy, driven street comedy, and skits. So it was basically we shot it on George Street. That was our set. We had this lime green couch, and we would have characters interacting through George Street, like different characters that we had throughout the series. And then we would shoot to commercials, fake commercials that we did, and then we would also end it where we were on George Street, and we were going club hopping and all the shenanigans. Really fun show. Gosh, we did so many seasons, and I cannot tell you how many stories I have from that. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was so much work and so much fun.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but George Street, that's the street in St. John's that has all the pubs and clubs. Is that right?
Yeah, per capita, like the most bars and clubs in North America. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can get it there, my son. Definitely. It's all there for you. Fish and chips, steak, and anything you want. And a beer and a rum and coke.
What would you say makes Newfoundland television unique from the rest of Canada?
Well, we're a different breed. I mean, everything is so different in Newfoundland. Even when we're pitching television shows to, you know, people from Toronto and they just don't, it's the humor. I mean, we're fast-witted, we're storytellers, we're entertainers, and it's just the talent is oozing with talent. And when people come here, they're like, this place is just such a magical, place that it's basically, there's no words for it because we're so hardy because it's, right in the middle of the North Atlantic. It's in our veins and our roots and our forefathers. They were so hardy and tough and, you could make it through anything. So that's in our blood.
Do you have any other ideas for TV shows that are set in Newfoundland or elsewhere that you're hoping to work on soon?
Yeah, well, our next big step is to go international or national or make a pan-Canadian show with Adventures Unknown. So we want to take, right now we're opening up and taking it around the world as we're going on adventures outside Newfoundland. Like we went to Key West and St. Martin, and we're planning to go to Jamaica and some other spots. So now we're shopping around to national broadcasters, distributors, sales agents. So that is like we're hammering down on the boardroom table here, having meetings. And because we have, four seasons of Adventures Unknown already made. And for people selling their shows, some people, they're just selling their ideas and their books and their Bibles, where we have the shows already made. So we're really... Where our network NTV, we're fortunate to make our television shows there and then shop them nationally. And we did that with George Street TV because we did it on NTV, the Newfoundland Broadcasting Network, and we shopped it and we got it national. So this is what we're doing with Adventures Unknown. And when we start that, we're making connections. So there's so many people that need to buy television and streaming networks, and there's so much content out there. It's just trying to find the people to talk to. And now the doors have been opened, and we had a few meetings yesterday with a distributor in the USA, and we pitched her Adventures Unknown. She really liked it, and she has a place for it, so she's working on that. And then with my Rent on My Life show, she had a network that she thinks that could be interested in that. And from the Banff Film Festival, we met, a network executive from this Just for Laughs International. And we just got connected with him. And now he has a whole Rolodex of buyers and who wants our television shows and our ideas. Because we have really good ideas because we can... He's like, man, you guys, had the ideas, but you can make it too. So this is unbelievable. So, yeah, just got to get out there and hustle and make contacts.
I think it would be really cool if there was a streaming network that has Newfoundland content or shows from Newfoundland. I would definitely subscribe to that.
Well, there is. NTV Plus has their streaming network, which they're just creating, so they're going to put all their local content up on that to stream it. But if there was one place where all the Newfoundland content could come, that would be great. Yeah, there could be a whole. That's a great idea. The whole, even you could go to the archives and dig out all the Newfoundland productions, and my goodness, you'd have an endless amount of genres and different categories where you could, stream whatever you want.
You and I had a conversation before. We did an interview previously, and unfortunately the recorder didn't work, but you told me about some of the music that you recorded that you plan to release later on. Is that something you're still planning to do?
Yeah, and I'm glad that got erased because I think I was a little saucy that day. I was like, okay, perfect. I'm just joking. Recording, yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of songs that I've written, and now that you know, I'm not really into being a musician for revenue. I can launch all my music. So that's what I'm doing now. Actually, I'm putting out a Christmas album because each holiday for the past 10 years, I've been putting out a Christmas music video on my YouTube channel. And then I was like, man, I got like 11, 12 tunes, Christmas tunes. So now I'm taking the MPVs of those tunes and making a Christmas album. So that will be out like December the 1st. If I'm hustling here to try to, right now I'm trying to find some cover art here now. And it's the hardest thing because, you know, everything I look at is like, oh my God, I'm cringing here. So yeah, and I got lots of music and I got different types of electric and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, I'm going to be launching and leaking that out. So I mean, just studying and figuring out how you go about putting all these out on the different platforms. So I figured all that out to, you know, just get a streaming platform like DigiKid. And it's like $20 a month, $20 a year, and you can upload all your art and it goes through all the streaming networks, Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, all of them. And you put them up there. So I'm just doing that. There's so much knowledge and so much things that you can learn about. And I've just been learning. So that's my plan, is to get that out there.
There's a lot of Newfoundland TV shows, but there doesn't seem to be any that are aimed towards kids or a younger audience. Have you ever had an idea for a kids show that's set in Newfoundland?
Yeah, the thing is there's only two broadcasters in Newfoundland, three really, you know, Rogers, NTV, and CBC. And it's a real process to get your ideas to, you say CBC, you got a Bible and it's a lot of work. And with NTV is a little easier and Rogers is, you know, easier. So it is a good idea, but I never ever went down that road. I always did comedy and different types of that. But yeah, definitely. I mean, there is that's a huge market, massive. Look at the Wiggles. I mean, holy cow, they're billionaires, you know, jumping around leotards. Sure, I can do that. I do that Saturday night. But yeah, great idea. Definitely. The ideas are not the easy part, but sometimes ideas are the easy part, just doing them and actually following through and sticking with it. But I never was really triggered to kids entertainment myself, but I'd probably be really good at it because, you know, I'm good with kids. So maybe we'll collaborate and do, you know, a kids show.
It'd be funny if you could get someone like, say, Mary Welsh or Mark Critch to do some voices on a kids show. I think that'd be really funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, those guys, you can always tap into those people. That's the great thing about Newfoundland and Newfoundland actors and famous Newfoundlanders. They're always there, you know. You just got to ask. That's the thing in life as well, you know. You just got to ask because most people will say yes. You know, they want to help you or, you know, sometimes, you know, benefits them. So that is the biggest thing in life is ask people and, you know, talk and be proactive. And we're lucky to be in Newfoundland.
And the reason that I asked the question about a kids show is because I actually wrote down an idea for a kids show set in Newfoundland myself. You know, I wrote down the idea, and what I'm hoping to do is write a children's book based on the idea with some help from an illustrator in Newfoundland, with the hopes that it will attract attention and maybe get the attention of a network so that it can one day become an animated series. But for people like myself that have ideas for TV shows and movies and the like, what advice would you have for them?
Find yourself like some like-minded people who are interested that you can work with, and you can do it quite cheaply these days because all the equipment is pretty inexpensive. I mean, you know, people are filming on their smartphones
right now, which is, you know, better capability and production value than, you know, the movies in the, you know, 1950s, or, you know, so it's all there in your hands. You just get a pilot done and get your social media, you know, pick a name, brand it, get your social media, you know, make the content, keep at it, keep hammering at it, have meetings with people, get money, ask people for money to develop your art, give them something, you know, as a incentive to it. Would it be, you know, they could pity you and say, yes, here, do it. Or, you know, you could give them, you know, the advertising space in your ideas and you know, promote them on social media, or, you know, and just get it done, and then shop it around and find people who might have connections like me, or, you know, or talk to people or get on the net, call people, hound people, and try to find a home for it. Or, you know, or build a YouTube culture. You know, this is such a big, still is really big. You can really get your platforms on that. Make something unique that no one's ever saw before, or, you know, just keep at it.
I think that's very sound advice. And I especially like the idea of not being afraid to ask for financial help. That is, as long as you give some kind of an incentive.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you need money. I mean, you need money to do it. It's, you know, what I'm doing now, it costs a lot of money, and that's part of it. You got to raise, you got to be a sales agent. You got, you know, yeah, it is exhausting work. I mean, I'm into it now, and I, you know, I'm like, I can't believe how much I'm doing, and how, you know, we started, and, you know, we know how to do the cameras, to the lighting, to the editing, to the color correcting, to the, you know, to the pitching the idea, to writing it, to, you know, because we've been just immersed into it, and we had to figure it out all ourselves. When I started out, Greg Malone magically appeared in a coffee shop, me and my business partner right now, Kent Brown, who directs Adventures Unknown. Greg Malone walked right into this coffee shop, and we're like, oh my God, we're just talking about getting a comedy show on the go. And Greg Malone walks in, I was like, can't talk to him. And that evolved. We talked to him, and he just, Greg Malone, if anyone knows, he's like a, you know, a Gemini comic legend in Newfoundland and Labrador, who started, you know, Cod on the Stick, who ended up to be Codco, to be, you know, this world renowned actor CBC show. And he ended up, Codco just finished, and he came out when I did George Street TV. I showed him one of my skits, and he laughed his head off. And I was like, oh my God, he's laughing. He's like, you remind me of Tommy. He was his Tommy Sexton, who was this brilliant actor. Who has passed, unfortunately, now. But, and we started working together. And I worked with him for 8 years, just absorbing everything and in the editing suite with him. And I was like, oh, my God. So I was like, I got an MBA in the stuff from all the people I've learned from. But it takes time.
I look forward to seeing your future projects. And Donnie, it was awesome to have you on the show this week. And is there a way that people can keep up to date with you on social media?
Yeah, well, I have a website, and all my socials are there. It's donnylove.com, which is pretty simple. So donnylove.com, donnylove.com. And, you know, I'm on Instagram, donnylove1.
And that was Newfoundland-based TV producer and musician Donnie Love. I hope that you enjoyed this week's edition of The Medley, and don't forget to touch base with me if you have any ideas for future guests. Until next time, remember, here at The Medley, we're all kinds of different.